be more. Oh, seriously, we don't have any other blankets? Hey. Yeah, could you help me? I think, I'm trying to get, like, I think there's a couple other blankets up at the top shelf. Do you think, could you check? Okay, now is not the time to make fun of me for being short. Oh my god, shut up. Just please, can you look? I'm so cold. Thank you. There's not. I mean, is your room cold? Mine is freezing. I think the heater is out. Yeah, I turned it up and then, I don't know, it's like still blowing cold air. It's been like that for the last like 45 minutes. God, I don't know how I'm gonna sleep like this. I really can't sleep when I'm cold. Oh, come on, you don't have to do that. No, you need a blanket too. You can't give me your blanket. What, you're gonna just sleep without a blanket? It's freezing. No, come on, stop. It's ridiculous. I'll be fine. I'll just, like, put on a couple sweaters or something. Seriously? Okay, fine. Yeah, fine. I'll come into your room. Yeah. But don't, like, don't hog the covers, okay? Yeah, seriously, I hate when people hog the blankets. So don't do that. Your room smells good. I don't know, it smells like whatever, like, cologne you wear, I guess. Yeah, it's like cedary or something, like pine, I don't know. Yeah, you smell like a tree. But a good smelling tree. Your bed is actually really comfortable. I don't know, don't most guys just, like, buy the cheapest, crappiest bed they can? I don't know, I just feel like all my guy friends have really crappy beds, but this one's really nice. Did you splurge on this or something? Like a pillow top, or? Oh, it's a foam top. Okay. Dang. I like it. Your pillows are way too flat, though. Yeah, I should probably go get one of my own. Please, I can make fun of you for your pillows. Yeah, they're too fluffy. Like, how do you sleep on that? It doesn't make any sense. Whatever. Your bed is almost perfect, except for the pillow problem. Yeah, I have enough blankets, yeah. Thank you. I can't believe the freaking heater went out. It's like so cold outside. I'm gonna have to call the landlord again tomorrow. Oh, I hate calling her. She's like, I don't know. She's always like really mean to me. I don't know. She just sounds like she's annoyed every time I call her when there's like something that needs to be fixed. That's like her job, right? Like, it's stupid. Maybe you call her. Yeah, she likes you. She's always, like, smiling at you and, like, you know? I feel like she thinks, like, you're the responsible one, which is really funny because actually I'm the responsible one. Yeah, she thinks that you are... She probably thinks, like, you have an amazing credit score and that means that you're just, like, a naturally good person or something. Yeah, you know, I should tell her about a couple of those nights back in college when Okay. No, I won't tell the landlord about your wild college nights. Okay, but seriously, call her tomorrow, will you? Please. Please call her for me. Please, please. Please get our heater fixed. Please. And be the best roommate ever. I'll give you an award. Yeah, I'll, like, have a trophy made for you. Or a medal. Whatever you want. Good. Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate it. This whole thing, like, wrecked my schedule. I was, like, in bed. Trying to go to sleep. I was trying to go to sleep early. And then I was just, like, so cold. And I, like, could not warm up. So I, like, you know, pulled up the app on my phone and I, like, looked at the thermostat and it was, like, I don't know, it was, like, 68 or something, or, like, it was so cold. And so I was trying to fix it for, like, 20 minutes and it just, like, wasn't working. And that's when, you found me, grumbling in the closet. We really need a step stool. Yes, we need a step stool because I'm sick of having to ask you every time I want something out of that, like, hallway closet. Shut up. I'm not short. No, I'm not. You're just tall. Freakishly tall. I'm average, okay? I'm very average height. Whatever. Give me more of this blanket. I need more. Really hard for me to sleep when I'm in a new place. I know that I'm in our house. I'm in whatever. You know what I mean. I'm in a different bed. Well, I'm just frustrated because I have so much to do tomorrow and I'm probably not going to sleep well and whatever. What? What did you say? You think cuddling is gonna make it better? You think... You're talking about me and you, right? You're talking about you and me cuddling. I'm just making sure, because that's not something you and I have ever done before. It's not something, like, roommates, you know, really do. Oh, you're the world champion cuddler. That's it? Okay. Well. I don't know. I'm gonna need to see some credentials or something because that sounds like complete crap. Okay. I mean, yeah, you're right. I have to experience it myself to decide if you really are the world's best cuddler or not, but I have a sneaking suspicion you're not. Why? Because I'm the world's best cuddler. Yeah, of course I am. You didn't know this about me? How did you not know this about me? This is like one of my best qualities. I am the best cuddler. You get good at it by years and years of training and hard work. That's how. You're such a liar. You are not a good cuddler at all, I bet. Yeah, I bet you, like, squeeze too tight or you, like, you know, you get too close and, you know, you don't have a good perception of, like, where your body should be in relation to mine if you and I were cuddling. Yeah, you know what? Here, I will show you how it's done. Get over here. I'm gonna cuddle you better than you've ever been cuddled before. Yeah, let me just put my arm there. Arm around your waist. Yes. And then head. I'm gonna have to put my head on your pillow too. So move your head. There. This is the little spoon position. You... I have to say, you're not doing it very well. Yeah, you need to put... You need to move your body so that your butt... Okay, no, no, not like that. Not like that. Oh my god. Can I ask you something? Why do you want to cuddle me? Yeah, why do you want to cuddle me? I told you, it's not something roommates do, so... Well, yeah, I know we're, of course we're friends, but I'm just wondering if there's more to it than that. Oh my god. God, it's so hard to have a freaking conversation with you. Just forget I said anything, okay? Forget, no. I'm just curious, okay? It's just, it seems a little... I don't know, just like, do you like me? Like that? You do. Sorry, I don't really know what to say. No, I don't mean you, no, I'm glad you said it, because... I don't know, I guess I've always kind of wondered, like we have this vibe between us, you know, like, I don't know, it's just something I've thought about before, like, I've just wondered if, I don't know, if you felt that way, or, do I feel that way? I think I do, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I mean, this is the first time I've really ever thought about it like that. Like, I don't know. I think yes. Stop. You're gonna make me... I don't know, you're gonna make me blush or something. Thank God it's dark in here. Also, I don't blush, so... Forget that I said that. That was stupid. No, I don't. I don't blush, especially when guys tell me they like me and want to cuddle me. It's stupid. You're stupid. Yeah, you're stupid. I really need to go to sleep. Oh my god, I feel like I'm never gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna have such a hard time tomorrow. You think playing with my hair will help? You think that'll put me to sleep? I don't know, maybe it will. I haven't tried, really, before, but I guess... yeah, I mean, go ahead. But don't... Are your fingers clean? Okay. I'm gonna have to trust you, since it's dark in here, I can't see them. And I think, actually, you know, this whole time, I should have been the little spoon. Yeah, you need someone to show you how it's done. You need someone to show you, like, what a proper little spoon... looks and feels like, right? Yeah, okay. So let's... I'm gonna switch. No, you stay... God, have you never cuddled before? Jesus. You stay there. I'm turning over. There. And now you put... Give me your hand. You put your arm here. And now you... You kind of... You just, you put your arm up and then, yeah, you can, yeah, like that. You can play with my hair like that. And does it feel good to you? Okay, you're getting it. Yeah, you're getting it. I think you just, I can tell it's your first time playing with someone's hair. It feels very good. I appreciate it. Thank you. Just, yeah, soft, gentle strokes. There you go. There, yeah. Yeah, you're actually not that bad at it. You're pretty good. I cannot believe I'm teaching you how to cuddle and stroke my hair right now. No, you're right. You're definitely, you're a very good roommate. I cannot deny that. I just, you know, thinking back to when we signed this lease and, you know, didn't really know each other. Yeah, I was not expecting that by the end of the year, we would be cuddling and, you'd have your fingers in my hair. Kind of unexpected, yeah. But, not a completely unwelcome surprise, so there's that. You're really sweet. You know that? You are. I'm being 100% serious right now. You're really sweet. I really like that about you. Yeah. And I really like having you around and living with you. It's nice. Yes, you get things off the high shelves for me, but other than that, it's really nice. So, thank you. Okay, I guess this is actually really comfortable. Yeah, keep doing that. I guess I'm gonna actually try to go to sleep. Okay? Thank you for letting me cuddle. And thank you for letting me sleep in your bed tonight. Tomorrow, you're calling the landlord, right? Okay. Good night.